To some people, the word yoga evokes ritualistic chanting, long breaths, and slow movement. To others, it means contorting your body into ever more complicated positions until sweat drips onto the mat. In reality, it can be both, with a lot of variation in between. It depends on the teacher, who could be trained in several of numerous yoga styles: Hatha, Vinyasa, Iyengar, Ashtanga, Yin, and more. Though all styles involve poses, asanas, they differ in significant ways. Even classes within the same style can range from calming to vigorous. So what is the best type of class for a beginner? The best is the one that works for you, said Tim Sinesi, who has been teaching yoga in Orange County, California, for 22 years. There are many different paths leading toward the same aim. Here's a primer on some of the most popular styles, followed by a big caveat. The Hatha Yin Yoga Styles. The term yoga, which is derived from the Sanskrit for union, actually encompasses an entire discipline that includes movement, meditation, and lifestyle. Hatha, meaning force, technically is any kind of yoga class involving asanas. If you've ever heard of a sun salutation, for instance, that is a foundational sequence of 12 asanas that begin many types of classes. When it comes to classes listed as Hatha, however, they generally are gentler with more focus on breathing exercises, pranayama. Poses are held for a few breaths and students usually move more slowly. Hatha can be good for beginners who are looking to relax while improving flexibility and balance. Another style, Yin, is even more focused on recovery by working to stretch the muscles' connective tissue. Students hold poses for 5 minutes or more, allowing the body to settle into a pose rather than pushing it. The Vinyasa, Ashtanga styles. A more vigorous, flowing form of yoga, Vinyasa coordinates movement with breath over a progression of asanas. Some higher-level Vinyasa classes move at a pace of one movement per breath. Often they will be called flow or power classes. They can be appropriate for people who are more athletic, but teachers still recommend that those students start with a beginner level. I wouldn't really encourage them to start in a higher level Vinyasa flow class because they're not going to have the foundation to move safely through that, said Ann Van Valkenburg of Lanai, Hawaii, who has been training yoga teachers in a blend of styles for 18 years. Another style, Ashtanga, is similar except that it involves a set series of poses that students repeat day after day, often going at their own pace. As students get stronger, they advance to a higher series with more challenging poses, something akin to belt levels in martial arts. The Iyengar style. This style involves the same poses as Vinyasa, but classes usually move at a slower pace, although they are not necessarily easier. The focus is more on precisely aligning parts of the body through small adjustments. Poses are held for longer and students rely more often on props including cushions, blocks or straps. Iyengar is particularly good for people recovering from injuries, or for people who are already active but want to get the foundation of yoga before moving into different styles. The caveat about choosing yoga styles. These days, most teachers blend various styles in their classes, and many classes aren't billed with these terms. The few words describing the class should give you an idea of what to expect, but don't be afraid to ask questions at the studio or reach out to individual teachers. Ideally, seek out a beginner series, but if you can't find one that's right, don't worry. Most teachers are happy to have beginners in their classes and will make accommodations. Most of all, commit to trying a few classes until you find the style or teacher that resonates with you. I feel sad when someone tries yoga once or twice and they're like, I don't like it, Van Valkenburg said. There's just so much out there that you might be missing something that's super beneficial for your life. Editor's note. Albert Stumm writes about wellness, food and travel. Find his work at https://www.albertstumm.com. Albert Stumm, The Associated Press.